You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I'm your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful thing we call life. Today, we are talking about manifestation because it's that time of year where we're setting intentions and getting ready. Maybe you did New Year's resolutions, maybe you just did goal setting, or just year-long planning. Whatever it is, these are your five must-haves for manifestation in no particular order, because I wouldn't say one is more important than the other. They're just all really necessary to manifest. So the first one I'm going to talk about is clarity. The clearer you are about what it is you want, the easier it is for the universe to bring it to you. When we decide that we want something, often we'll be vague about it or we'll get a general idea. If you want a new job and you say to the universe, I want a new job, well, the universe will bring you a new job, but is it the job that you want? So get clear on it. What kind of hours do you want to work? How much money do you want to make? Do you want benefits? Do you want vacation? Do you want sick days? What kind of environment do you want to work in? What do you want to feel like? That feeling part, that's really important. So get clear. Get really clear. Know your non-negotiables and your negotiables. And the clearer you picture you put out, the easier it is for the universe to bring it to you. Number two, alignment. If you are not in alignment with what it is that you are trying to manifest, you will not be able to manifest it. You must have energy and action that is in alignment with the thing that you want to create. If you want a new job and you're not doing anything but sitting on the couch, eating bonbons and watching TV, then you're probably not going to manifest a new job. If you want a new job in the corporate world, get up, get dressed. Get dressed like you would go to work. Pound the pavement or send out resumes virtually, but do the action that is in alignment with it. This also is kind of our belief systems as well, because if you are not in alignment with your belief system and the manifestation, again, you're in trouble. It's not going to work. Mindset is enormous and it's a really important part of it. The next one is vision. A lot of people think of this as a vision board. But here's the thing. If you can visualize yourself clearly, without any issue, accomplishing your dreams, then it is in your energy field and it is completely feasible for you to do. If you cannot, it means something's in the way or it's not meant for you. So having a clear vision, being able to visualize it, being able to feel it, being able to bring up that energy like it's already happened or happening is really important. Number four, an attitude of gratitude goes a really long way. Having gratitude is enormous in our spiritual practice, but in manifestation, it's huge for creating the energy that we want for moving into this manifestation. If you are grateful for something that you don't already have, that's putting out some pretty darn good vibes into the universe, don't you think? So get into an attitude of gratitude. The last one, and this one is kind of the biggie, and it's a biggie in a lot of spiritual work, is trust. You need to trust. You need to trust and then get the hell out of the way and let go, surrender to the universe. Now, surrender doesn't mean give up. We've talked about this before. Surrender means allowing. If you are not allowing, if you are trying to control the way this all goes down, it isn't gonna be pretty. You need to get out of your own way. You need to release resilience and limiting beliefs. You need to step into the flow. You need to trust the universe has a plan and it is all unfolding as it's supposed to. When you step into this, when you really trust that it's all unfolding, we're just living it out. We're like, yeah, it's right there. We can see it. We can feel it. So trust is massive. Now, my bonus is, you need to do it as a daily practice. Manifestation isn't a one-day gig. Yeah, I guess sometimes it can work that fast. Depends on what you're manifesting. But if it's something big, it is something that you have to do on a daily basis. And when I say do, I mean all of the things we just talked about. All of those components are there on a daily basis. So even if it's just 5 minutes at the beginning or the end of the day where you check in, you do some vision work, some meditation, some alignment, you do a focus, you put out gratitude, you thank the universe, all of those things. It only takes a few minutes, but you need to feed it on a daily basis. That is not just taking that time, but it's also the action and the attitude that we carry on a daily basis. If you have a crap attitude all day long, that you can't do it, and then you spend 5 minutes telling the universe you can, what do you think the universe is going to believe? Your day-to-day actions and belief systems, or your 5 minutes of like, Hail Mary, please? So it is this daily practice. It is part of our lives. It is the day-to-day things that we do, the inspired action that we take, the words that we use. It is the action, the gratitude, the everything. And it's really is that simple. Manifestation isn't something that is out of control, out of your reach, or, you know, so powerful that you need to have the magic spell to do it. No. Manifestation was meant to be simple. Is it easy? No. Is it simple? Yes. So if you can follow these 5 must-haves and work on your manifestation practice each and every day, maybe you'll start living the life of your dreams this year. I absolutely love manifestation. My daily planner, or my weekly planner, I guess it's not a day planner. The weekly planner always has a manifestation workbook at the beginning of it, but I also do an extended version of that for my manifestation workshop. I am going to be offering that as a printable download this year, so keep your eyes peeled for access to that. If you are trying to manifest your dreams, I am always available for personal sessions. I love working one-on-one with people to really up-level and to really see the places where we need to shift our belief system and move in the direction that we really want to go. And of course, there's all sorts of different workshops that I offer through Divine Map and in person. Coming up soon, Wednesday. Can you tell I'm just like talking ahead of myself today? Wednesday on January 29th is Past Life Regression Online. It is a Zoom. It is a group Past Life Regression. It is an amazing opportunity to tap into an experiential way of receiving energy. And we are really using the energy that we're carrying this year as our tool. Reminder that the universe and your mind will keep you safe and not let you see anything that you are not meant to see or that you are not ready to see. Also coming up on February 14th on Valentine's Day, I have Yoga Nidra at 7 p.m. Pay what you can in person or on Zoom. And as well that night, in person only, I have a group mediumship reading. It is limited to 8 bodies. So if you are interested in joining me that night for a reading, please make sure that you book in advance to get a spot. Finally, I am back at Mystic Ramen again on February 27th. From 5 to 10 p.m., Ramen and Reading. I love it. It's one of the only ways to do an in-person private session with me. They are mini sessions. I love the vibe of Mystic Ramen and I absolutely adore the food. So check it out. That is February 27th. I am grateful you are here. And I'm grateful that you are listening through my energy that is faster than my mouth today. Thank you. Thank you. I think that's just the energy of manifestation. It's big. It's beautiful. And it is, you know, bursting at the seams. So good luck with your manifestations this year. I hope that they all come true. Wishing you an amazing week from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time, my friends. Bye now.